Luke chapter 5. We're looking at verse 12 through verse 16. We'll read this together, and then by God's grace, I wish to expound this to you. Luke chapter 5, verse 12. The title of the message is A True Leper Cleansed. A True Leper. The scripture says, And it came to pass, when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. And he charged him to tell no man, but go and show thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing according as Moses commanded, for a testimony unto them. But so much the more went there a fame abroad of him. And great multitudes gathered together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. But he withdrew himself into the wilderness and prayed. Now, in this account, the Holy Spirit sets forth the healing of a certain man in a certain village who was full of leprosy. This man was unclean. According to the law, he was unclean. He was cast out from his friends, cast out from his family, cast out from the people of God and the worship of God. He was not allowed into the city. He was not allowed to mingle with his family or his friends. He was cast out. Everything he owned was taken and either purified or burned. Everything the man touched was unclean. And by the law of God, he was an outcast. He was stripped of his clothes. He was given rags. His head was shaved. He was to walk about in the outside of the city, and if anybody were to come to him, he would have to cover his lip and cry, unclean, unclean. He was a leper. He was a leper, cast out. And Jesus, by chance, by accident, was passing by. Does that sound right? No. No. This was on purpose. Everywhere Christ went was on purpose. Everything Christ did was on purpose. And he was passing by. And this man, seeing Jesus passing by, fell at his feet and cried, Lord, if thou wilt, if you will, you can make me clean. And as we always read Jesus answering to the cry of the needy, what is his answer always to the needy? What is his answer always to the sinner seeking mercy? It is always an affirmative. I will have mercy. Christ always has mercy to the needy. He delivers the captives. He gives sight to the blind. And even now, Jesus, seeing this man's need and hearing his plea, he puts forth his hand. This is another thing that's a miraculous thing. It was against the law for anyone to touch a leper. And look, the Lord Jesus Christ touching this man. He himself is the only one who could not be unclean by touching him. He touched him and said, I will. Be thou clean. And what happened? Immediately, he was cleansed. Without delay, without hesitation, with the command of Christ always comes power. Power is in his touch. power is in His Word. He is God manifest in the flesh. He touched him and said, I will. And immediately the man was cleansed. The leprosy, it says, departed from him. And Jesus, still honoring the law. Remember, He had come to honor the law for His people. For all of His elect, He came to provide righteousness by obedience to the law. And what did He say? He said, go to the priests, offer the sacrifices under the law for a testimony to them. Now, what is that cleansing law that Moses had written about the leper? They were to offer sacrifices. What did that picture? It pictured what He was about to do. It pictured His death, His burial, His resurrection, and His cleansing power. Jesus is the Lord. And He willed that this man be clean, and he was. That was the result. He was clean. Now, great miracle, right? I've just expounded something that you could read and figure out all by yourself. It's a great miracle. This meant a lot to this man, didn't it? It meant a lot to him to be cleansed of his leprosy. He had a great need. Christ came and met that need by a touch and by a word. By His will, He met that need of that man. But what does this have to do with us? Why does the Holy Spirit give place to this miracle at this time in Scripture? What is the purpose of this man being healed? Even because all of the wonders and miracles of Christ have one purpose. They all preach the gospel. Every miracle, I can do this with any miracle that Christ had performed. I could take the miracle that Christ performed and preach to you the gospel. Why? Because that's the intent of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit intends for us to learn how it is God saves sinners. Is this not the most important need of all of us who are by nature sinners? We need salvation. So how is it that God can be just and still justify the ungodly? It is always revealed in the Scriptures by these miracles. It is a picture. A picture. Now then let's look at this as the picture. The man with leprosy. Leprosy. What is that? What is this in the picture? Leprosy is always pictured in Scripture as sin. Leprosy is a picture of sin. Now, leprosy is a real disease. But throughout the Scripture, God testifies of its greater malady, a greater and deeper and more harmful disease than leprosy. And that disease is sin. Now listen, leprosy, it can consume the body. But you pay attention, the leprosy of sin can consume both body and soul. It is a greater malady. It is a greater disease than leprosy, sin. Leprosy. And the truth of the matter is, and I want you to get this right off the bat, all of us are lepers. When we are born into this world, you and I are spiritual lepers. Born dead in sin. Born cast out from God. Born estranged from the womb, speaking lies. Anybody teach you a lie? Or you figure that out all by yourself? No. You knew it. Because that's what we are. Sinners. We're liars. Thieves. Always trying to rob God of His glory. Always defying God. The Scripture says that by nature we are haters of God. Haters of God. By nature we despise the law of God. The Scripture says in Romans 8 and verse 7, the carnal mind is at enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God. Listen, neither indeed can be. Why? You're a leper. You're full of leprosy from birth. Now then, In the Old Testament, I want you to see how much God wants to use this picture of leprosy. He gives two whole chapters concerning leprosy in Leviticus chapter 13 and chapter 14. Chapter 13 is about the examination of the leper. They had to examine the leper to see if he was a true leper or not. The high priest was to examine that man. And then in chapter 14 is the ritual of cleansing. Now, a leper was never cleansed by ritual. Only God can cleanse a leper. Only God can, in the book of, all through the Bible, only God is the one healed lepers. Nobody else. And so God gives precedent about this in two distinct chapters. And if you would, after this message, when you have time, read those two chapters with this in mind, leprosy being a picture of sin. And we're going to go over some of the things in those chapters, but I don't have time for the fullness of it. Now, one thing about this leprosy under the law, only the priests were allowed to examine. That's kind of strange with the disease, don't you think? That only the priests were allowed to examine leprosy. They didn't send them to doctors. They sent them to the priest, to the high priest. He alone was able to examine and determine whether it was leprosy or not. You listen, even so it is with sin. No man by nature can know his condition by self-examination. You see, nobody knows they're a sinner by self-examination. The only one that can convince you are a sinner is God. Now, I can stand up here all day and tell you you're a sinner. I'm never going to convince you you're a sinner. You'll always find justification for yourself, and so would I. This is a part of our malady. This is part of our sin nature, is that we're always justifying ourselves. We're always trying to pawn off our blame on others. Now, what Adam did, woman you gave me. What did the woman do? The serpent you sent. See, it's always pawning it off. So we're always, we would never know we're a leper by self-examination. Only God can reveal. Only the Holy Ghost can make you. This one man wrote a hymn. He said, a sinner is a sacred thing. The Holy Ghost hath made him one. In other words, the Holy Ghost is the only one that can convince you of this fact. Only one. I can't do it. The second thing about this in the law of the leper is that there was no earthly cure for leprosy. This is why they weren't sent to the doctors. There was no earthly cure for leprosy. In fact, everything the leper touched was unclean. Everything. If he touched a person, the person would be unclean. If he touched the chair would be unclean. If he touched his clothes were unclean. Everything the leper touched was unclean. And so it is with us by nature. Everything we do is mixed with sin. Everything. Our worship with God is mixed. Right now, you're sitting here. Are you wholly worshiping God with every ounce of your fiber? No. Why? Because everything we do is mixed with sin and self. It's contaminating everything we do, everything we touch. What's the cure? There is none. No earthly cure. There was no earthly cure for leprosy. And listen, there is no earthly cure for sin. Try what you will. Go to the church. Join the church. Eat the Lord's Supper. Get dunked in the pool. Do what you will. That will never cleanse you of your leprosy of sin. Be as good as you want to. Try to obey the law. You can't do it. Try it. You'll fail. Why? You're a leper. Everything we touch is full of sin. Everything. And so then there's no earthly cure. By nature, we cannot ever be accepted of God by our works. We cannot hide our leprosy from God. Isn't that something? You know, you got a leper and he's got a spot here on his arm. What did he do? He put on a coat. He can hide it from you. One thing about sin is you can't hide it from God. You can't. You can hide it from me. I'm willingly fooled. I like to see good people, so I try my best to see the good in people. God's not that way. God cannot deceive himself. He knows what you are. He knows what you think. He knows how you feel. He knows your thoughts, your motives, your intents of your heart more than you do. God knows the leper. You can't hide it from him. In Scripture, we find that leprosy can only be cured by God. Now, I'll give you an illustration of this. Naaman, a Syrian captain. He was a great man, but he had leprosy. And he had a little maiden that was in his wife's possession, and she told him of a prophet in Israel. She said, there's a prophet in Israel that could heal this man of his leprosy. And so Naaman, he's excited and he goes to his king, and the king of Syria. And he says to the king, he said, there's a man in Israel who can heal me. And what does the king do? He says, well, I'm going to write a letter to his king. That's what I'm going to do. And he didn't understand how this works. So they went and took the letter to the king, to the other king. And he said, now you go get your prophet and you make your prophet heal my man. That's what they thought. And when the king of Israel heard this, you know what he did? He tore his clothes and he said, am I God? Am I God that I can heal this man? You see, they all understood this. Leprosy cannot be healed by any earthly means. Only God could heal leprosy. Only God. And see, leprosy then is a clear picture of our own sin. So then, our friend here, what is he? He is a picture of a sinner. He is a picture of what we all are by nature. Lepers. Lepers. And I'll tell you, this man, he had a real need of healing, didn't he? It was real. He had a real need of healing. But he had a need. Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners. Jesus said, I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Now, it is my heart's desire this day to preach to sinners. True sinners. I'm not preaching to fake lepers. Now, if you got a fake leprosy, this won't help you. If you don't have leprosy, this won't help you. If you're not a sinner, this won't help you. I'm preaching to sinners. Always preach to sinners. Preach to myself every time. Sinner. Sinner. And so then, as a sinner, I would have you examine. Are you a sinner? Are you a sinner? Now, in the Old Testament, leprosy had four distinct things that the priest had to look for. Four things. First of all, leprosy had to be deeper than the skin. I have a little scab up here on my forehead. I don't know if you can't see it or not, but it's on the surface. Pretty soon it's going to flake off and it'll heal up pretty nicely. Okay? That is not deeper than the skin. That is not leprosy. It was just on the skin. So somebody come in with the bump and they say, here, I think I got leprosy. And the priest looked at it and said, well, come back next week. Come back next week, and he flakes it off. No, that's not leprosy. Leprosy has to be deeper than the skin. Listen, if you are a true sinner, it is deeper than the skin. It's deeper than surface things. Surface things. Now, if you're guilt of sin, man has a feeling of guilt and his conscience is pricked, either because he's sick or he's hurt or the consequence of his sin has come on him, and what does he do? I'm going to turn over a new leaf. Heard that one? Same leaf, turning it over. What happens to one side? It gets brown. He turns it over. Guess what? In a week and a half, that side is just as brown as the other side. Turns over a new leaf. But what does that do? That's surface stuff. He thinks that the remedy is turning over a new leaf. They say, well, I'm going to join the church. I'm going to get baptized. I'm going to do good. Look, if that heals you, you are not a leper. You don't have a need for Christ. You're not a sinner. Your malady must be deeper than the skin. I know this, I've seen it 100 times. Somebody come in and weeping and crying and saying, oh, I'm a sinner. I'm a sinner. I don't know what to do. I say, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. I tell them that because that's the gospel. Now, I don't know if it's on the surface or not. At first, I'm hopeful. By and by, weeks pass and pretty soon, where'd they go? What, nothing but surface guilt. They didn't really have leprosy. When the Holy Spirit convinces a person he has leprosy, it doesn't go away. You can't get rid of the guilt. Why? It goes deeper than the skin. Matter of fact, it goes all the way down to the heart. See, man doesn't have a surface problem. He has a heart problem. And the very core of our heart is corrupt and vile and wicked. Now, friends, this is who I'm describing me. This is who my nature is. It is corrupt. It is vile. It is full of leprosy and deeper than the skin. The second thing is that this, when you had this sore, a white hair would grow out of the sore. And when the priest would pluck it out, the whole hair would be white. You know what that means? It was dead. Dead. The hair is dead from the root. Not on the surface. It is dead from the root. What does this mean? This means everything that proceeds out of the leper is dead. That's it. All my works are dead. All my will is dead. All my hope is dead. Everything I produce is nothing but death pouring out of the sinner. That's all we do. The apostle said this, in my flesh dwelleth no good thing. No good thing. Everything within us just pours and seeps out. You know that those wounds, they would just pus up and you'd pop them and they just pus, Paulo. That's exactly how God sees us by nature. Pus pockets. Full of sin. Putrefying. That's what he says. From the crown of our head to the sole of our feet are nothing but wounds and bruises and pus pockets. That's all we are. There is no soundness, no goodness in us. This is what a sinner really is. No goodness. He's dead, and everything he produces is death. The third thing about this leper is this. A true leper, it spreads. That's the third thing they had to look for. Is it spreading? You know, if you had you had a spot right here and it didn't go anywhere else, it stayed right there, he said, nah, it's not leprosy. Leprosy spreads until it covers the whole man. So it is with sin. Sin cannot be contained by law. You put a law on me and I'm going to break it. Why? Because sin spreads. It can't be contained. Can your sin be contained by law? Can you be contained by law? Can you be saved by law? No. No one is saved by law. What does law do? Law only causes us to rebel. Wet paint don't touch. What's the first thing you want to do? You want to touch it. Why? It spreads and it bursts out. It overwhelms you. You try to restrain. You try to keep your mouth. You see something, man, you're just trying to keep your mouth closed. You don't want to say it. You don't want to. And all of a sudden, poof, just spits it right out. Why? It's leprosy. Full of sin. And the fourth thing about leprosy is this. It's got to be raw to the touch. In other words, when that priest touched that leper, he would jump with pain. So it is with the true leper. The guilt and the sorrow for sin is painful. Sin is no longer a pleasure to a leper. It's painful to the touch. Knowing that I must stand before the Almighty God, and knowing God is holy and must punish sin, it is painful to the conscience and the soul. And so then I must ask you, are you a leper? Then you can identify with this man. He was full of leprosy. Are you full of leprosy? Or do you have some good spots? I got no good spots. Then I got a message for you. I got some hope for you. Look at this man here. He is full of leprosy. And he says it came to pass that a certain man in a certain city, he was full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. You listen and pay attention, you lepers. There's only one cure for you. Jesus Christ is all the cure. There is no earthly cure, but friends, there is a heavenly cure. There is a divine cure. It is in a person. It is not in a creed. It is not in a doctrine. It is not in a denomination. It is in a person, Jesus Christ. This man saw a person. He saw Christ. This man had obviously heard or seen or witnessed something. He knew something about this man. He knew something about this man. Matter of fact, he knew this man was God. He knew this. He said, what? Lord. Now, who alone could heal leprosy? We already described that. God is the only one who could heal leprosy. And this man knew something about Christ. He said, Lord, if you will, you can. This man no doubt heard of Jesus. And he comes, sees him coming, and he runs to him. And what does he do? Does he make a bargain? Well, Jesus, you know, if I do this, then will you heal me? Now, did he come to Christ as an equal? Did he come to Christ saying, Lord, I will that you heal me? Is that what he said? No. That's not how lepers come. See, what do lepers have? They have nothing but leprosy. What could this man offer Christ? I'm going to get it personal. What could you offer Christ? What do you have that he wants? Already owns it. Don't he own you? He does. So what is that? How can you profit him? By what thing would he be added to? How can you add to him anything? Now you could add to me and I could add to you, but you can't add to him. You have nothing. We have nothing but leprosy to offer. And so what does he do? Does he come boasting of his leprosy? Well, Lord, you made me this way. That's what people think. You made me this way, so obviously you've got to heal me. Nope, he didn't have to do anything he don't want to. God, people think God owes them salvation. God don't owe you salvation. If you want to know what God owes you, he owes you hell. That's all he owes you. He owes you nothing else but hell. Now, if he gives you anything else, it's just mercy. So how then does lepers come? Seeing that Jesus Christ is the only one. Now listen, Jesus Christ is the only one that can save lepers. Let me tell you why. Because he is the only one that has died for sin. He is the only sacrifice for sin. God sent his Son into the world so that he might save sinners. Now how should he cure our leprosy? That's a good question. How should we be cured? I'll tell you how. By him taking your place under the justice of God. You see, Christ came into the world to save His people from their sins. God, before the foundation of the world, listen, God chose a people that He was going to save. God says, I've chosen a people. And I'm going to save them. And I'm going to save them by one way, by my Son. So He gives all of His people to His Son. All of His elect, He says, Son, these are my people. You will save them. And the Son says, I will save them. And the Son comes in His power and His might as a human being, as a man. He takes on our nature. And as a man, He obeys the law of God in the stead of all of His people. And there He is on Calvary's tree. God imputes our sin. God makes Him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we sinners might be made the righteousness of God in Him. You see, this is how God makes sinners clean. Only by the blood of the Son of God. The Scripture says, there shall be a fountain open in that day for sin and, listen, uncleanness. That word is for leprosy. Lepers were unclean. This is the fountain open. Jesus Christ's blood is the only way that a sinner is cleansed from his sin. Well, so then, how does a leper come? Seeing that Jesus is the only way to cure you, how should you come? You should come exactly like this man did. This is a good pattern right here. This man came not in pride, but humility. Humility. The Scripture says he fell on his face. This man recognized he was not worthy to even look at the Lord Jesus Christ. He was like that publican. You remember the publican? The Scripture says he would not so much as look up his eyes to heaven. Why? He was a sinner. He said, Lord, be merciful to me. Listen, the sinner. He didn't know if anybody else was a sinner, but he knew he was. Now, self-righteous people, they know everybody else is a sinner. But themselves. But true sinners, they don't know about anybody else. But as for me, I'm the sinner. And he comes beseeching in humiliation, Lord, be merciful. Be merciful to me. Propitious to me. Cleanse me. He came not in pride. He came not in self-righteousness. You see, to come to Christ, you've got to stop looking at everything you can do for Him and see what only He could do for you. He said this, Lord, if you will. Now, was his cleansing dependent upon Christ's will or his own? Whose will? It's Christ's will. How many people today say, well, you can be saved if you want to? If you will make a decision for Jesus, find it in the book. You won't find it in the book. You won't find it. Why? The Scripture says it is not of him that willeth or him that runneth, but God that showeth mercy. You see, salvation is of the Lord. You must come prostrate before the Almighty Christ and beg for mercy. You cannot demand mercy. It ruins the whole word, the meaning of the word mercy. If it's merit, it's merit. If it's mercy, it's mercy. You can't combine the two. If Christ is going to save you, it is either by your merit or by mercy. Which is it? You're a leper. What can you merit? You must come seeking mercy. Absolute mercy. Free mercy. In other words, it is all up to you whether I die or live. Salvation belongs to God. And I want you to pay close attention. He gives it to whomsoever He will. Now, what does that do with your will? It's gone. You have no power here. feel helpless? You should. You should. I know this, if He saves me, it will be all His fault. If I'm damned, it's all mine. But if He saves me, it's all His. I can do nothing to merit His mercy. But you helpless, hopeless, vile lepers, to anyone who comes in this manner, I know this for sure. Jesus Christ always says, I will. Why? Because He's gracious. Because He's not like you and me. Praise God, He's not. He is a God of great compassion, full of mercy. Now you pay attention. Christ was more willing to save this man than this man was to be saved. Matter of fact, who organized this whole thing and put it together? Think this man got leprosy by accident? You think he came by accident and Jesus was just happening to pass by this way and all of a sudden they slipped on a banana peel and came together? No! God orchestrated the whole thing. Of course He's willing. He purposed it. He planned it. He executed it. He did it all. And if you ever come to Christ, it'll be all God. It'll be all God. Why? Because He alone gets the glory for all of it. He gets the glory for everything. He says, I will, be thou clean. This man, he came in humiliation, but listen, he also came in faith, didn't he? He knew that if there was any cleansing at all, Jesus had to be the one. And if you're a leper, if the Holy Spirit ever teaches you you're a leper, He'll teach you this, that Christ alone is the only one to save you. Now, if you're helpless, well, you say, well, what if He won't? Well, why would you leave if that's the only place to go? Stay at His feet and beg until you draw your last breath. You know, there were four lepers in Israel one time and they were starving in the city. The city was in a famine. They were starving to death inside the city. Remember, they were outcasts. They couldn't go in the city anyway. And they were starving in the city. And they said, well, should we go into the city? If we do, they'll stone us to death. And they said, well, the enemy's out here. Maybe they'll give us bread or they'll kill us. We don't know. for sure would die going this way. Maybe there's life out here. And so they went out there. Remember, the Lord had killed all those Philistines. And there was enough bread for them. And they started saying, well, man, we can't just keep this to ourselves. We got to go tell others. That's a picture of a true believer. He said, peradventure, if I stay away from Christ, I'll die in my sins. Surely, maybe He might have hope. Maybe there might be life in Him. And so they peradventure go out. And you know what you find? I will be thou clean. And when a man believes in Christ, how quick do you suppose his sin remains? What does the Scripture say? When Christ said, I will be thou clean, how long did it take to get rid of that leprosy? Immediately. When a sinner believes in Christ, where does his sin go? Immediately it departs. And that man is made as holy as the Son of God. One hymn writer said, with thy righteous garments on, I am holy as God's Son. You get this? My sin is gone. Why? He bore it away. He took my sin, suffered for it, paid for it, and God says, it's gone. Gone. You got a pen, you should write this down. Jeremiah 50 and verse 20. And I'm going to read it. You just write it down and you read it and you... Oh, if you would just read it over and over and over again, it would bless your heart. Jeremiah chapter 50 and verse 20. In those days and at that time, saith the Lord, The iniquity of Israel shall be sought for, and shall there shall be none. The sins of Judah, and they shall not be found. Why? For I will pardon them whom I reserve. God said, when I save a man, I save that man. And his sins, though I search for them. You get that? God's searching. You know what God finds? He finds no sin. Why? Jesus paid it all. All to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He did what? He washed it white as snow. Any lepers? Any lepers? You should leave off every hope of saving yourself. Come right now to Christ and submit to His sovereign will. If you will, you can. And He says, I will. I will. And all who He wills are clean. Clean. Now this man, he was told by the Lord, He said, I don't want you to tell anybody. I want you to go back to the priest and you show them. And this will be a testimony to them. This will be a testimony to them. The law is a testimony to Christ. Everything in it is a testimony to Christ and His power to save. You not suppose this man was joyful? He was free. This man went back to his home. This man went back to his family. This man went back to worship God. He was accepted again. And listen, everyone's cleansed of leprosy. You are accepted. Of who? God. God. But only true lepers. Only true lepers are cleansed. Are you a true leper? Do you need true cleansing? And come now. Don't wait. If you haven't come, come. If you have come, keep coming. Isn't that right? I'm still coming to Christ. I'm still believing on Christ. And you know what? He daily cleanses me of all my sin. Every day. Every day. I don't feel cleansed. I don't have to feel cleansed. I am cleansed. Jesus is the one that cleansed me. I pray that God would even now cleanse you. Let's be dismissed.